study, learning, education, personal and professional growth. As the founder of the Max Fitness Business College internationally, it's really interesting to watch how people learn, the reasons why they learn, whether or not they continue to keep learning, and what are the things that inspire us to be the best at what we do and to want to keep learning and to learn more. And I think one of the biggest things is if you're learning something that you're passionate about, a lot of us left school and we said, that's it, I'm finished with learning, I don't want to learn anything else, because the things that we were learning weren't things that inspired us or motivated us or things that we were passionate about. But if you're learning about something that you are really excited about that adds value to your life, it will give you a new career path, it will help you perform at a top level, or to give you more opportunities to be wealthy, or it'll give you better relationships in your life or more time to spend with your family. That kind of education and learning, one would expect, is far more motivational than having to learn something to pass a test or pass an exam. And an example I often have a look at are movie stars. They have to learn the script to a movie. They have to learn a big pile of words to be part of the movie. And some actors will tell you that they do just enough to learn enough and then they forget it straight away. There's other actors who can remember the script that they learnt from 25 years ago in a movie. There's some actors who show up and they have to learn their lines when they arrive at the movie. And there's other people that not only did they learn their own lines and they know them flawlessly so that they can deliver those lines with passion and enthusiasm while they're filming the movie, but they learnt everybody else's lines as well. So not only can they perform brilliantly as an actor, but they can help everybody else to perform even better as well. And I wonder why that is. I wonder why some people go the extra mile when it comes to learning. I wonder why some people do just enough to get by and then other people don't want to learn at all. And I've got a sneaking suspicion that it could be just a personality and or character trait. You either want to be the best at what you do, or you're happy to be average, or you just never can be bothered doing enough. And of course, that's a personal choice. However, I think we do have to understand the challenge or the consequence of our personal choices. So obviously the actors that rock up for a movie and they've learnt all of their lines flawlessly and they can deliver their lines and everybody else's lines are the ones that earn a lot more money than the people that come ill-prepared for a movie. Obviously, if you are a fitness professional, and you not just know your anatomy and physiology, but you understand it and you can explain it simply to other people, means that you would be more likely to be promoted, you'd have more clients, more people would want to invest time and or money into your business because they understand that you are a driven professional who wants to be the best at what you do versus, yeah, I learned just enough to pass the test to get by. And that's the other interesting thing I always take note of. Even at a college where you have to get 100% to pass the exam as such, and I hate calling an exam because I call it a knowledge check. You check that you know what you're supposed to know. We check that you know what you're supposed to know. But most importantly, wouldn't it be exciting that your clients and your potential clients know that you know what you're supposed to know so they can trust you to give them the best exercise program possible. They can trust you to look after their health and fitness long term. They can trust that your business will be successful and profitable and that you will be in business so that they can keep training with you. They're all the things that are extra mile character traits. I don't just want to learn it to pass the test. I don't just want to learn it to get by. I don't want to just learn it because I have to. I want to keep learning because I want to. And last but not least, an interesting observation I make. I'm one of those constant learners. I'm learning every single day. And part of my learning process is 30 minutes, absolute bam, bare ass minimum of ongoing personal and professional development learning every day. And it's interesting because I'll get an audio podcast or a CD, professional development audio book, and I'll listen to it, and then I listen to it again, and then I listen to it again, and then I listen to it again. Sometimes multiple times of 20 or 30. It'll be in my CD player or in my iPod for 3 or 4 weeks, and I listen to the same thing over again. And it's interesting how some weeks I go, I'm sure that wasn't there last time. It's like miraculously this new information has appeared on my CD or appeared on my download into my iPod. And obviously that's not the case. It just means that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, which is why I like to keep learning. And I know that not everybody wants to learn like that. Not everybody's interested in learning that much. However, I'm also very excited about the process of learning. And the more I learn, the more I understand how much I don't know. I want to be the best at what I do. I'm sure that you do too. So may we as professional people continue to keep learning, not because we have to, but because we want to, because it's who we are.